it's a combination of a massive economic decline that is pressuring Zambians to ask questions about the governance of the country. And the response by the government is to deploy in a selective way the law, which it weaponizes to punish dissent, but to also use security forces to unleash violence through excessive force to any attempt at public procession and public protest. The result being that Zambia is deteriorating into a fear society in which ordinary people are unable to speak out because they observe what is happening to political leaders, to journalists, to human rights defenders, to civil society leaders, which then instills a chilling effect on the rest of society. So Zambia is then caught up in this moment of fear, which arises from repression. This is the dynamic the report is dealing with by targeting four big essential rights. But in summary terms, this is what we are dealing with.
Well, but Dipro, some supporters of the ruling party are saying that it's the opposition and their supporters who are fond of clashing with the police, trying to create instability and trying to undermine the president and, for that matter, the government to make it unpopular ahead of the election. And that this latest human rights report is not a reflection of what is on the ground. How do you respond to that?
Opposition leaders, journalists, media houses, activists have all been targeted. And they have all been targeted for speaking out against allegations of government corruption or abuses of human rights. On 9 March, you know, a 15-year-old boy in Kapiri Mpochi was charged with 3 counts of criminal libel after he allegedly criticized President Lungu on Facebook. He is currently awaiting trial. You know, in 2017, United Progressive Party Xavier Kishimba was arrested and detained for several days after he criticized the government's decision, you know, to invoke this the idea of a state of emergency in response to a spread of arson attack. In April 2020, the government revoked the broadcasting license of the country's leading private television station, Prime TV. No specific reason was given for the move, but the Independent Broadcasting Corporation stated that it had taken that action in the public interest, violating freedom of expression, assembly, as well as the right to life. So these are the issues we are talking about, and they are not made up. They are not things orchestrated by the opposition or civil society. They are created by the state, which is unwilling and unable to manage the diversity of sentiment in the country because it is building an authoritarian project.
Some supporters of the ruling party that I spoke with are of the view that the timing of this report is unfortunate and regrettable because it appears that the report is aimed to tarnish the reputation of the government and by extension undermine the popularity of the president in the run-up to the August elections. How do you respond to that?
There is absolutely no intention or interest in tarnishing the reputation of the country. Reporting human rights violations that are taking place every day is not tarnishing anything. What tarnishes the image of Zambia is conduct by the police, is conduct by the cadres, is conduct by the most powerful groups that are continuously violating human rights but are not facing the music of the law.